Some important rain fell yesterday across the northwest through central portions of Iowa in areas that did not receive significant rain over the weekend, leaving most of the northwestern Corn Belt now satisfactorily relieved from dryness that evolved earlier in the season. The majority of the Corn Belt continues to see good weather, and that's not likely to change much as we move forward through this next full week to 10 days. Temperatures across the region this morning are rather balmy, a little bit too warm in some cases. Temperatures running high into the 70s already this hour, over 80 degrees in parts of western Missouri and portions of eastern Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. There is a weak frontal boundary moving through the northwestern Corn Belt that's producing some shower and thunderstorm activity, and that is occurring mostly from portions of eastern Nebraska through a part of Iowa into Minnesota. I say it's a weak frontal boundary. It's really a little bit more powerful than that. There's been some aggressive rainfall reported in a few locations there in the northwesternmost parts of the Corn Belt, but more significantly in Canada's prairies. Overnight last night, some significant relief occurred across some of the very important grain and oilseed producing areas in Saskatchewan, and we're going to see more rain up that way today. Well, across the Midwest, this weak frontal boundary is expected to advance further to the east and south as we go through the day. The majority of the precipitation is not expected to be very impressive, except in a few random locations. As we get into the evening and overnight hours tonight, we'll see a few strong thunderstorms, possibly a few severe thunderstorms, evolving in parts of eastern Minnesota, western Wisconsin, and areas southward into parts of Iowa. Some locally heavy rainfall may occur. Some of that precipitation will linger into the morning tomorrow across parts of northern Illinois and trailing back into parts of Missouri. We'll see that precipitation finally falling apart additionally as it moves further southeast through the Midwest as we go through the afternoon tomorrow and into tomorrow night. Precipitation totals in the lower eastern parts of the region are not going to be very impressive as we move forward through these next few days. A few hundredths of an inch, upwards to maybe a half inch, will occur most often. There'll be some local 3/4 inch totals out there in a few spots. Most of the precipitation, though, will not have a great deal of impact on the region. Temperatures will be warm. We'll be looking at a lot of temperatures in the 80s and a few in the lower 90s over the next few days. That will help to keep evaporation rates rather high. The frontal boundary will be followed by another small little set of showers that will evolve in the western Corn Belt as we move from Thursday night into Friday morning. Those are not going to be very well organized, but they will go ahead and scatter across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest shortly thereafter, going on into Saturday morning. The precipitation will be very limited. Most of the region will see a steady rate of drying just simply because of warm temperatures and sunshine occurring on either side of the showers. We'll expect the next frontal system of significance to debut in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt sometime next week. Until then, there'll be another little disturbance, a cluster of thunderstorms that will move into the western Corn Belt during the late Saturday night, early Sunday time period. And some of these thunderstorms could be locally intense. We'll watch what happens to them. Their placement in the forecast may not be exactly right. In other words, we're probably not going to necessarily get the exact location of these showers and thunderstorms pinned down for another couple of days because the event's far enough out in time. The temperature bias across the region will be 80s and lower 90s today. There may be some middle and upper 90s in parts of Missouri and Kansas where we're already over 80 degrees this morning, and we do expect to see the temperatures mellow out a little bit as we go from Thursday into Friday. Temperatures on those days will be mostly 80s with a few lower 90s in the south. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.